This is the Composer's Datebook for March 1st. I'm John Burge. Composer Serge Prokofiev and cellist Mstislav Rostropovich first met in 1947 when Prokofiev was 56 and already ailing, and Rostropovich was a fresh-faced 20-year-old and just at the start of his career. Rostropovich played Prokofiev's first cello concerto, and after the performance, the grateful composer said he would write something new for the young cellist. Two years later, in the summer of 1949, Prokofiev invited Rostropovich to his country, Dhaka, to play through a brand new cello sonata. When Rostropovich arrived, he found Prokofiev dressed in a bathrobe with a towel on his head, like a turban, surrounded by chickens and roosters. "Forgive my rustic appearance," said Prokofiev, and they promptly set to work rehearsing the new piece. The first public performance took place on today's date in 1950 at the Moscow Conservatory, with Rostropovich joined by pianist Sviatoslav Richter. Prokofiev rarely added epigraphs to his scores, but at the top of his cello sonata, he quoted Maxim Gorky, "Man, that has a proud sound." Commentators have suggested that the broad, sweeping warmth of Prokofiev's sonata expresses a similar sentiment. In any case, the new work was an instant hit and rapidly became a staple in the cello repertory. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.